by Wayne Pond. What is the word this morning? Word up, buddy.
Well, buddy, I got something really unusual for you, but first I have to tell you that that little blip you did just now for Vecino Brewing Company.
Yeah.
One of those phrases really caught my ear. Drink for a cause. Onward and upward.
Yeah, you got it. I'll drink to that.
That's Ron Stutz in a nutshell right there.
Yep.
All right, I promised you something unusual, and I think I'm going to deliver. Here is a term that comes from the work assembly lines of the Toyota Automobile Company, mm-hmm. believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It is a borrowed word. That's what the etymologists call it when you steal something from another language, I think. Take note here, Ron. The word of the day is Kanban. Kanban. K as in, you know, radio stations on the other side of the Mississippi. K-A-N. B, B as in boy. B-A-N. All together. K-A-N. B-A-N. It's too complicated to go into, but suffice to say that Kanban is a term that describes a manufacturing strategy whereby you use signals and signs and placards to indicate what is necessary, where, and how to get the job done. So I suppose you would say that Ron Stutz, when it comes to the radio racket, is Mr. Kanban. He knows how to get the job done.
I've never heard that word before, by the way.
Well, me either. Me either. And I share it with you only because I trust the wordsmith. You can Google it and check it out yourself. K-A-N-B-A-N. It is a term from the Japanese language that's all about a manufacturing strategy.
Okay.
So how about them automobile apple?
Right, well, can ban do. Thank you so much.
I'm with you. Onward and upward. Talk to you in the morning. Take
all right,
care.
Man.